Belinda Audio and Zaffa Publishing present this unabridged recording of The Girl with No Home, written by Sheila Newbery and read by Elaine Claxton. For the homesteaders, all nine of you, who helped us grow, pick and eat all the apples, pears, plums and nuts. I had a little nut tree, nothing would it bear, but a silver nutmeg and a golden pear. Part 1, 1888 to 1902. Chapter 1. The dappled grey wooden horse still rocked gently as the small girl slid to the ground. Jerusha let go of the coarse mane, made from real horsehair, like the luxuriant sweeping tail. Rather fearfully, with her fingers, she explored the carved face, the flaring nostrils painted bright red, the shining glass eyes under their fringe of rigid eyelashes. This was a well-used toy, but too stiff and unyielding to be cherished. Not unlike Valentine, her mother's cousin, who had recently come to stay with them, and who had decided in her imperious fashion to act as her tutor, telling Kathleen, Jerusha's mother, "She's a bright child, but she needs to stop all that daydreaming and to begin the discipline of learning." "Just what she said about me when I was your age," Kathleen consoled her daughter later, when she kissed her goodnight. "She came to live here, to look after me when my mother died, and stayed until I went off to boarding school. She seems very stern, I know, Jerusha, but she really cares about us in her own way. You'll realise just how much later, when you're old enough to understand." Jerusha had been named for the grandmother she never knew, and also for her godmother, Valentine, for that was her second name. Valentine now sat in the long-backed chair, writing a letter, frowning as she dipped her pen in and out of the inkwell, in the writing slope balanced on her knees. Even her wiry hair resembled the rocking horse's, being streaked black and grey, and wound into a bulky plait round her head. Or so Jerusha imagined. Like the rocking horse, Valentine occasionally featured in the vivid dreams which wakened her, trembling and sweating and calling out for her mother in the night, though until now it had always been Nimsy, her young governess, who came to reassure her.